2017 has been a record year in Hollywood, but it's not a good record. This has been the worst summer at the box office in a decade. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports even hits like Wonder Woman and the latest Guardians of the Galaxy could not save a summer of flops.
To be clear, we've seen some terrific movies this summer. Still, films like Girls Trip, Baby Driver, and The Big Sick are not exactly tentpoles.
Where's the bloody Air Force?
Even the epic World War II drama Dunkirk, already getting buzz for Best Picture, was not enough to rescue a box office down 16% over last summer. This is partly due to what we can only call sucky sequels, about mummies or
pirates.
Few people, it seems, were that invested in the ongoing travails of Captain Jack Sparrow of the Pirates of the Caribbean, or even the big noisy robots of Transformers. But these movies still made plenty of money abroad, says media analyst Paul Dergarabedian of Comscore.
Yeah, I mean, well, the international marketplace is different than North America. The novelty factor, I think, of these big bombastic American-made films, that hasn't worn off, although we are seeing a little erosion of that popularity.
Partly because places like China are coming up with massive summer blockbusters of their own. A fast-paced action movie called Wolf Warrior 2 has made about as much money worldwide as anything the U.S. produced this summer.
A good movie is a good movie anywhere, and a terrible movie is pretty much a terrible movie no matter where you find it.
And that's why relying on subpar sequels to be international hits is not a smart long-term studio strategy, Dergarabedian suggests. Even though the summer's box office has tanked, he says Hollywood need not panic.
This is a cyclical business. It's going to come back. Every few years we go through one of these big downturns and everyone proclaims that the movie theater is over. That's not going to happen.
Just in the next few months, we'll see the new Blade Runner 2049.
You're a cop. I did your job once.
And Justice League, and the new Thor movie, and the latest Star Wars, plus all those Oscar contenders. Paul Dergarabedian says 2017 may well redeem itself. That said, it might be time to reevaluate some weaker sequels. In the Pirates of the Caribbean flop, Johnny Depp faces an executioner who asks him,
"How would you like to die, pirate? Hanging? Firing squad?"
The answer might be the box office. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.